T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can we welcome in one of your all-time favorites?
Oh, my God. John Heyman. The great John Heyman.
What's up,
Mr.
John?
Mr. Baseball. And in a moment, Ernie's going to bring in the litany of sponsors you have. So we're going to have to probably wait till the end of the interview for that, John.
Oh, that's okay. We can wait. That's all right. I appreciate all the nice comments. I do want to stick up for Brett Favre, though. You know, my in-laws are from Wisconsin.
I understand.
So off the top of my head here, Favre was the first NFL quarterback to pass for 500 touchdowns, throw for 70,000 yards, and complete 6,000 passes.
They have
there
it, John.
God bless
him. Brett Favre.
God bless. He just threw another big pick in a playoff game. Anyway.
Well, you know, I mean, it's like someone in L.A. grading Joe Namath, you know. I mean, you got him at the end of his career.
Well, Joe Namath played four games with them. I mean, Favre actually played a full year with the Jets, and then he went to the Vikings after that. And if you're a Packer fan.
He was an old man by then.
And had a great year with the Vikings, too. Let's be fair.
He did, and after he cried when he retired. Oh, he's crying. Oh, my. Oh,
well, it was a very emotional time for him.
It was real emotional. He couldn't wait to come back. And he couldn't wait to play for the number one rival or one of the number one rivals his team had. How about that? He couldn't wait to go play for the Vikings.
Well, yeah, he wasn't the first to do something.
Give me a break.
Oh, you know, he made the all-time top 100.
Which he should not have, by the way.
Oh, come on, please.
What do you mean, oh, come on, please? He shouldn't have. Should he be? Okay, we'll go.
Look at these stats he's got.
Forget
They're
the stats.
Fantastic.
I'll give you the stats. Here you go. Bart Starr, 10-1 in his playoff career, 5 NFL titles. 2 MVPs in the first 2 Super Bowls. You think maybe Bart Starr should have been there and not
right, well, I'm not going to argue against Bart Starr, but I'm looking again at Brett Favre. Okay. And of course, this is off the top of my head. 11-time Pro Bowl.
I know, it's great.
3-time first-team All-Pro.
John came prepared. I'm proud of him. Here. Very prepared.
It's Brett. He threw the ball behind his back so nicely. Oh, look at Brett. Oh, yeah.
If I'm going to take somebody off that list, it would be Staubach.
Come on. Are you kidding?
Look at the stats.
Forget the stats.
Look at the war. Look at the
John,
war of these
John,
two guys.
John, never try to compare the NFL to Major League Baseball with stats. Because the NFL is not about stats. The NFL is about winning championships.
Oh, if that's true, then Terry Bradshaw should have made the team.
Well, okay.
He didn't make it.
That's fine. But I'm just telling you.
And I know Dan Marino didn't win any.
And I get that. But Dan Marino was a much better quarterback than Brett Favre. I'm sorry. Much better.
I wouldn't say much better. No.
Much better. And the greatest passer that ever lived was Dan.
They didn't do a great job. Breeze should have been on the team.
Well, you're taking off. Otto Graham, Sammy Boy, you got to put these guys on.
Very tough
list. Yeah, I don't know. I like
Roger Staubach.
Like
bro, he's one of the greats that ever lived. Roger Staubach. Okay, we should be talking baseball. But Roger Staubach, like I always say, Johnny Unitas invented the two-minute drill. Roger Staubach perfected the two-minute drill.
Yeah. I'd take Elway in that, but go ahead.
Well,
let's
Elway's
talk baseball.
There. Elway made it. Yep. Elway made it.
I know.
John. Elway. Yeah,
deservedly so.
I'm just saying.
All right, let's get to some baseball.
John, was that our baseball? John Elway mentioned?
There you go.
All of a sudden, Heyman's like Mr. Football.
Mr. Football, John Heyman.
You're going to be taking Peter King's job any minute now.
No. I love Peter King. No.
So have you had it now with the Astros scandal? Are you vomiting when you hear about it now?
No. I mean, it's still going to go on.
I understand that, but that doesn't mean you have to be happy about it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to complain. It's a job. It's a living. You know, it's a big story. You know, when you have a civil war going on, you have star players making comments like they've made, Mike Trout and Judge and all the rest of them, Bellinger. It's a big story. No question about it. And I don't think it's not nearly over yet.
John, what's your take on the idea of vacating the 2017 title? You in favor of that?
No. You know, at the time that Rob Manfred handed down the punishments, I thought he was suitably tough, and I understood why he did what he did. Now, the one I would second guess would be Crane, the owner. I think he's responsible, and I think that my thinking was borne out in his press conference when he stood up and said he's not accountable. that all that went on didn't impact the games. I mean, I don't know what planet he's living on, but I think he set a very bad tone for the team. And you know, I the players, I think they have been better, but I think that his tone really messed it up for all of them. And you know, I'd like to see. Maybe it's too late, but I'd like to see Commissioner Manfred go back on Crane and get him some more. The players got immunity, so that's not going to happen, and I understand why they did that. They wanted to get the investigation done before spring training, and they did do that, and it would have been messy to dole out penalties for the players. It just would not have worked, in my opinion. So I get why people were upset about that they didn't get the penalties. But I do think the commissioner is correct that I've been in that clubhouse 2 days in a row. You know, they are not feeling great. I understand people want suspensions, but, you know, there is a penalty to the reputation loss that they've suffered, and rightfully so. And vacating the title wouldn't have done anything. You can't give it to the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox now. They were all eliminated by the Astros in 2017. So, you know, to take it away, I don't think that would have done anything. So he shouldn't have said piece of metal, which he has retracted since then. But vacating the title would have done nothing.
All right, so I am really, really thinking about betting the over on the Astros, which is 94.
That makes two of us, by the way.
What do you think? How does
under?
You really think this is going to affect them in a major negative way?
I
you don't
do.
Think this is going to be rally the wagons and it's us against the world and let's go get everybody?
They seem depressed. I've been in that clubhouse for 2 days in a row. I would not bet the house on the over. I do think they are terrifically talented. I do believe that. However, first of all, the loss of Cole, that's probably worth 7-8 games, the way he performed last year. So that knocks them down from whatever they were last year. And I feel like they're down. I feel like
so you think they're going to have a season that's just going to crumble below 500 season?
No, I'm not going to say that. But if the over-under is 94, I'm taking the under. Still a lot of wins. Oakland's really good. The Angels have improved. Texas isn't terrible. I take the under on that one.
John, are the Astros still the Yankees' biggest threats in the American League?
He doesn't think so.
Well, I don't think
no. He might still think they're the second best team.
No,
I'm curious.
Who would be, John? He's downplaying Houston.
I'm not too high on him. I'm going to say right now, I feel like the A's are.
A's, interesting.
They were really good last year. They're going to get full seasons from some of these young pitchers, including Minaya. We'll see what Puck can do. They've got a lot of talent. You got Semien in his walk year. Chapman's one of the best players in baseball that we don't talk enough about. I think they have a good thing going. And as I said, I think the Astros are depressed. I don't think they're going to perform up to their capabilities. And I do believe they are a capable team, but this is not going to be their year.
Not their year at all. And so you really think Oakland's the team that can challenge the Yankees the most in the American League?
Yeah, I would go with them. The Yankees are a prohibitive favorite.
Well, yes.
Just as the Dodgers are in the National League, I think it's clear that we have two big, big favorites in the two leagues.
Talking to our good buddy John Heyman. All right, let's talk about the Mets here for a second. You're over. You don't think Cespedes is going to do anything this year, right? You really
right.
don't. Not at all. You don't think
no.
he'll be any kind of a factor? You think he'll play for the Mets this year?
I think so. Yes, I think he'll make it to the field.
He'll make it to the field, and you think that he will be – how many? So if he makes it to the field, how many games do you think he's going to play?
I'm going to go with 40. I'm going to say 40.
That's it?
40
you think
games.
He's only playing 40 games?
I'm not
games.
A doctor. I'm just playing one here, but I'm going to go with 40 games.
Okay.
Well, I disagree on this. He hasn't played in how many years?
So what?
Well, he can't DH too, John. That hurts him a ton here. Can't DH.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
Not DHing does hurt. I'll give you that.
Because he'd be able to DH maybe two or three days a week. Now in the National League, that goes out the window.
All right, so Astros – don't bet the over. Cespedes, 40 games.
That's my prediction.
All right.
But I was always in favor of him, and now I'm very regretful about that. It's my
mistake. Don't be regretful. I mean, look, he helped the team get to the World Series. And when he plays, what's their record? When he's on the field, what's the Mets' record?
Good.
No, it's very good.
And listen, they don't get to the playoffs in 16 without him, too.
Of course.
Can't forget about that.
Of course.
Now, John, when it comes to this bullpen, are we looking at Edwin Diaz opening day? Is this team's closer?
That's the plan. I would say that's the way they'll start. We'll see how it ends up. Obviously, major disappointment last year. I don't know if he was tipping or what. It was very bizarre to throw 100 miles an hour, have that great slider, and get hammered the way that he did. But that's the way they're going to line up. Fortunately for them, they have a lot of reinforcements who could take over. Obviously, Lugo's really good. And then you've got Familia, who's been a closer. You've got Betances, who's a terrific reliever, not a closer, as we've been over already, but a terrific reliever. So their bullpen on paper looks really good. So I'm not worried about that. The rotation, obviously, is good. And, you know, it's a tough division. That's the biggest worry. I mean, obviously, you got the world champions. You got the Braves, who are young and really good. And you got the Phillies, who were out to prove something, and they've got to be better than they performed last year.
And they got Girardi, who should have been the Met manager.
That's true.
And then the Mets would have never had. If they would have hired Girardi like they should have, they wouldn't have had the whole Beltran mess.
Well, there were 11 openings, and only one team hired Girardi, but I agree, he's a very good manager.
And the Mets should have hired him. I understand you don't want to go there.
Well, the Mets,
I think
they got a guy that they're quite happy with now.
We hope. Well, there's a guy, one thing we know that Brody can control him. So, I mean, and that probably was the reason they didn't hire Girardi. Let's be honest.
I don't know. I don't know if he was going to be controlling Beltran. I mean, Beltran was controlling the Astros from the players' locker room.
But
so
Beltran has become like public enemy number one. It's unbelievable. And you're telling
for a guy
me,
who is
you're
as
telling
respected
me,
as
John,
anybody.
He had great leadership
John,
quality.
You are telling me that you'd even consider voting for Beltran for the Hall of Fame now? With the way you're talking?
I will consider it very strongly.
Hey, Avity, we'll consider it very
strong. I've got 5 years to – how many years? Not 5 years, but I've got several years to think about, multiple years to think about it. So I will think about it.
What happens to the Red Sox with their with the scandal?
Well, we're going to have a ruling.
When's that happening?
The allegations are less egregious end of next week. So it's not – I've heard Dave Dombrowski is not involved, the GM. It's pretty clear Ron Renicki is not involved because
the manager
got the nod to hire him. Go ahead and hire him, and MLB's not going to embarrass them by saying, "Oh, by the way, now he's suspended." So that's not going to happen. But you know, the Red Sox. The one negative for the Red Sox is if they found anything, they're going to have to be punished because of
it's going to pale to Houston.
Got some priors. You know, their rap sheet's getting to be kind of long at this point.
Yeah, but it's going to pale to what the Astros.
I think so.
Fiasco.
Yeah, there was no trash can and all that other stuff.
But right. When it comes to Alex Cora, John, what kind of punishment is he looking at?
Well, I think you know from the Astros thing, the involvement there is probably the year. And I don't know if anything is going to be tacked on or not. So I think we're probably looking at a year minimum. Very popular guy. I have heard this, and I kind of believe it, too, that he's got to – I think he'll be a major league manager again. He's that popular and that well-respected in terms of his baseball acumen. I'm not sure everybody's going to bounce back like him, but I think
Beltran probably has no shot of ever –
Right, no shot.
But Alex Cora does. And of
course,
AJ Hinch, right?
Alex Cora was a coach, and I understand the involvement of 2017, but he was a coach of a World Series winning team.
So that's okay, because Beltran wasn't.
Painted as we would say it is at this point, but he was the manager of the 2018
team. But see, this makes
no
sense to me. So AJ Hinch is a good guy, so he'll get another chance.
I do like AJ Hinch, but I don't know that he's getting another chance.
Did that interview on the MLB Network hurt Hinch, John? But why should
Hinch not get another chance, but Alex Cora should?
I'm just reading the tea leaves of what I hear, and it feels like the Alex Cora going away party was a love fest from the Red Sox.
I see.
And so I'm just guessing that Alex Cora will get a job. I do think A.J. Hinch is a great baseball guy, and it's possible he gets a job.
But not Beltran.
Beltran was not a manager for a day. So and he was only hired.
And he was
because,
like, and of course he was
the people with the bats.
He was the mastermind of the whole big cheating scandal, right?
No, he was not. He wouldn't have been hired by anybody else. He was hired by the Mets because the guy who had him in Kansas City, Allard Baird, loves him, and Omar, who brought him into the Mets when he was Jimmy, he loves him. So he had the combination of two people who have a say, saying, "Let's give him a chance." I didn't think he was going to get he wasn't a candidate anywhere else, so and now he is involved in the scandal. He was the only player mentioned, so he's not. I mean, I'm just telling you how I'm reading it. I don't see him getting a job as a manager.
All right, but I tell you, it's amazing when Beltran played for the Mets, I didn't love him,
Now you're all in on
Belichick. Now you like him.
It's amazing. No, I don't like him. I love him now.
Amazing.
No, I love Beltran. Love him. Carlos, I love you, man. Sorry that I was down on you when you were with the Mets.
And you, I don't know why you were down on him as a player. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Oh, I was. You were getting
so... Because of that one pitch?
No, it has nothing to do with that. You were getting so hosed now, it's unbelievable. God bless you, Carlos. The hosing you're getting is unreal. Just saying, he's getting hosed.
John,
but you will consider him for the Hall of Fame.
Yes, I will consider him.
Okay. That's good to know.
He was a fantastic player. Incredible.
Does there come a point, John, with the Yankees, and I get Aaron Judge's frustration, I get the entire team's frustration, where they got to stop talking about the Houston Astros and focus on 2020?
Yeah. I mean, there's a time. But I mean,
2032.
We're only in a couple days into spring training, so I don't think that time has come yet. The problem to me is Jim Crane going out there and making those ridiculous comments and suggesting that all the cheating that they did didn't impact the games. I mean, come on, they wouldn't have done it if it didn't impact the game. So we know it impacted. We just don't know how much. So I think this could have ended if that press conference was better. If he had just gone on that press conference and said it impacted the games, we will never know how much. We're very sorry. It will never happen again under my watch.
It still wouldn't have changed anything. That's all we're going to hear about all year. Every ballpark the Astros go in, they're going to hear it every time. No,
they
I don't care
are,
what,
yes.
what Jim Crane said. Doesn't matter.
That may be so, that they will hear it, but it's not going to be it's a national story, and it's going to continue to be a national story, I think, because of the way he handled the situation. I mean, if he had just gone on there and thrown himself on the mercy of the court, it's tough to beat a guy up who beats himself up. So. I think he would have been much better off had he taken responsibility and admitted that we'll never know how much it would have, at least. I mean, I think it tainted it completely, but if he just said, we can't be sure how much it impacted, but it certainly impacted the game.
Doesn't Major League Baseball love the fact that this is being talked about constantly?
No,
and keep,
I don't think so.
And keep it. No, because it keeps all this interest now in the game before they're not even playing the games. And it's going to put more focus on the season for people to pay attention to what Houston's doing.
Because they're the ultimate villains.
Let's be honest about it. You don't think that, John?
No, I don't think they're happy.
Oh, come on.
No.
Really?
You
don't think now that the guy who's the casual fan or the person that really doesn't really care that much about baseball is going to be all over seeing what the Astros do this year now?
Yeah, maybe, but I don't think they're happy with this. This is not a good day and a good time in baseball.
Well, it's been an embarrassment.
2017
it's been an embarrassment, but the publicity isn't killing them. You know what I mean? As bad as it may be.
I mean, there might be some positive to it, but overall it's a negative. The 2017 championship is tainted now, and it's a civil war going on among the players. And I really don't blame the union either. The union does what it can to protect the players, but the result of it has been bad. To have the players fighting with each other, it's not a good look.
All right, John, I'm all in on the Cincinnati Reds this year. They're my dark horse. I think they're winning the NL Central. Who is the dark horse you have for me in baseball? Is there one that comes to mind?
You know what? I think you are a very astute follower of the game. That would have been my number one team. The other one is the White Sox.
I like both of them. John, we're on the same page at both.
I love it.
The White Sox had a great offseason. They made some great moves. They have a lot of nice young players. And, you know, I think they've got a shot. That division's better than it was, but I think they've got a shot at the playoffs. And I actually think the Reds are going to win that division in the Central.
For what it's worth.
I think the Cubs are going down.
I think the Cubs are going to have a down year. The
Cardinals have a good year.
I'm
worried about the Cardinals. All right, Michaelis has now got an arm question. They didn't do anything in the winter. They lost to Zuna. I'd be worried about the Cardinals. The Brewers, worried about.
So
the Brewers,
John,
behaved like a small market team. I don't know what they were doing. Well, but they are a small market team.
So are the Mets.
The Mets are in the greatest city in the world.
The city's taking a little bit of a hit, but yes, they should be. They should be. They're not. But they're not.
We're in agreement. The Mets should spend more. I do agree.
There's no question about it.
Yeah. Mid-market. They sometimes acted like a mid-market team. Small market.
Mid-market, please. Sometimes they act like they played in Des Moines. All right, now let's.
Or Kansas City.
All right, so let's.
Well, they're doing better than Iowa right now. We got to give them that.
Let's review. Okay, review is this. Cespedes plays 40 games.
Yes.
Houston does not win 94. They're going to have a bad year in your mind. Okay.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
The Reds win their division.
Yes.
You love the White Sox.
Right.
The Oakland A's are the number one threat to the Yankees in the American League.
I agree. All that.
And yes. Brett Favre is a top 10
and
quarterback.
Brett Favre
don't forget
is the
about
greatest
that.
Quarterback that ever lived.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but he should be in the top 100 players in the NFL if they had it.
Okay.
That was correct.
John, this was juicy stuff, my
we
friend.
We love you, John. This is why we love you, John, because you
I'm missing this when I'm, you know, not here with you guys. I'm missing this camaraderie.
It's always a pleasure.
No,
where is Evan? Is he in Port St. Lucie?
He's in Florida. We're going to be there next week. You know, we're going to Tampa. Evan and I will be in Tampa Wednesday and Thursday. We'll be in Port St. Lucie Friday. And then Saturday, Sunday, I'll be on a golf course in Port St. Lucie.
Must be nice.
Well, maybe I'll see you.
You should come down.
I think I'm going to be in Tampa at some point.
Come and see us.
Yeah.
All right, now, John, before you leave, let me read the litany of sponsors.
Oh, let's hear this, Joe.
John Heyman is brought to you by Sport Clips. Sport Clips, cut the weight. Download the new Sport Clips haircuts app and check in. By Brother Supply, New York's number one source for ICMP tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. And, of course, by Greenwich Hospital. Thank you again, the great John Heyman.
Good stuff, John.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you. See you later.
See you, John. We're on the same page with the Reds and the White Sox.
Yeah.
Those are two of my teams going in.
But we're not on the same page with, I'm not anyway, with Cespedes, and he's not on the same page with us, with Houston.
No, we're on a different trajectory with the Astros. We're going over with them.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he's playing 40 games this year, but I'm kind of closer in the John Heyman camp than I am in your camp when it comes to Cespedes.
I understand that.
I got to see it.
I
to quote you.
Look, I'm in the minority
see it first,
here.
Bro.
We know that I am in the minority.
That's a rarity feel.
No, well, I don't know
You're
about
a man
that.
Of the people. Usually a man of the people.
Usually. Man. I'm a man of Cespedes.
A man of Cespedes?
Big fan of and he's a golfer, too.
A golfer? Makes,
I like him even more.
And a man of honor. That's what you are. Man of honor.
Man
I don't know if
honor.
I can say that about you, Ennis.
I'm a man of honor.
Man of honor. That'll be on your tombstone. Joe Benigno.
Yes.
A man of honor.
There you go. That's me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.